Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New scrutiny this morning for Boeing. Whistleblowers at two Senate hearings said there are safety failures and quality control problems. One Boeing engineer claims that they are putting out defective airplanes and taking shortcuts to save money. Joining us live for Eye on Travel, CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. Eye on Travel, sponsored by Orange County Tourism New York. Peter, good morning. These are very serious allegations. You fly a lot. I'm wondering if this makes you uncomfortable at this point.
Well, it certainly makes me concerned, but let me share with you at least one figure that might make people somewhat more comfortable, and that is last year, 37 million flights around the world, and only one fatal incident, which happened back in January of 2023. Those are incredible odds. But the challenge is not whether or not we have a great safety record, it's whether or not we can maintain it. And what's coming up in the hearings right now is certainly questioning that, because it's not only just questioning the structural integrity of some of the planes that are being built, but the integrity of the people who are building it and the chain of command in reporting problems.
Yeah, perception is dangerous as well sometimes, Peter. Also, American Airlines pilots are claiming safety issues. What's going on with that story?
Well, it all goes back to Boeing again, because their assembly line has crawled to a stop, which means they're not delivering planes to airlines like American, which means American is trying to utilize their existing planes even more in terms of numbers of hours a day. And as a result, some maintenance items, this is what the airline pilots are claiming, are getting deferred and deferred to the point of actually questioning safety margins. When you can defer a maintenance item, it usually gets picked up and fixed in a day. Now it's being let out to maybe 8, 9, or 10 days. The pilots are questioning that.
Peter, thank you. That's CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg joining us for Eye on Travel.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.